Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
An Auditor General's report on how the Ministry of Social Development manages the recovery of debt from beneficiaries was presented to the Social Services Committee on Wednesday. Speaking on the report was the Auditor General's Office's Performance Audit Manager, David Press.
So our work looked at debt that arose through the payment of benefits and through the provision of recoverable assistance loans, so two streams of debt. This is not a standard debt collection situation. You can't just send the heavies around to collect the money. The ministry has to take into account people's circumstances.
Mr. Press outlined the level of debt owed to the ministry.
The level of debt has increased over recent years, and at the time of our audit, the overpayment debt, that is the debt that was benefits paid out and that need recovering, was in the order of $501 million total. And similarly, the amount of money that was payable for recoverable assistance loans was $401 million. And at the same time in that year when there was that amount of money owing, the ministry recovered around $286 million.
Mr. Press said the recovery of debt had to be done in a reasonable way.
Repayment rates have to be realistic and not cause hardship. And they have to avoid setting debt at levels that may encourage people to join back in the benefit system as well. The ministry does have some strong powers to recover money, but they are used as a last resort.
Mr. Press explained how debt was recovered.
At any one time, there's over 300,000 people in debt, and the ministry arranges payment schedules with those people quickly. The average recovery rate for people who are current clients, so that is people currently receiving benefits, is $15 a week, and the average recovery rate for former clients is around $26 a week.
And most debts were repaid quickly.
Most of the debts are small. 60% of them are less than $1,000. Most of them are what would be termed young. That is, they don't drag on for a long period of time. In terms of the total value of the debt, over half of it is less than 1 year old. And over the last 5 years, most people pay it back. Of current clients, on average over that period, about 96% of them pay back the debt. And for former clients, around 79% paid back that debt.
The Auditor General's Office's Performance Audit Manager, David Press. Next, the committee heard from the Ministry of Social Development's Deputy Chief Executive, Mike Smith, who addressed the findings of the report from the Auditor General.
We welcome their findings. We have worked hard to improve our performance in this area. And their findings that we are using well-established and appropriate systems to effectively recover the loans and overpayment debts. That the Ministry has a clear understanding of the main causes of benefit overpayments and uses sensible strategies to prevent overpaying.
Mr. Smith explained how overpayment occurred.
75% of that, or $145 million, was due to clients not telling us of their circumstances. 9.5% was due to case manager error. $28 million is an administrative overlap. So if someone transfers from one benefit to another and there's an overlap, an overpayment is established, but then it's offset, but that is in the system as well.
Mr. Smith described one way in which Work and Income New Zealand planned to improve its services.
Introducing automated outbound calling to improve productivity. We have this technology and have been trialling it to inform how we would best use it in conjunction with our new workflow management system. All the phone numbers are loaded into our system and it just automatically dials, and when the person picks the call up, it will screen pop that client's record onto the collections officer's screen, and they'll be able to have that conversation with a real person. Work and Income has been using that particularly in phoning people for employment and other things, so it's not new to the ministry.
And the ministry was looking to work with other agencies to better manage the recovery of debt.
The big opportunity that we have is around the new information sharing with Inland Revenue. This will enable us to correct clients' entitlements faster and prevent and minimise overpayments. The legislation for this is still at the Select Committee stage, but it's expected to be passed in 2011, August. And we are now working with Inland Revenue to look at how we implement that new information sharing framework.
Ministry of Social Development Deputy Chief Executive Mike Smith speaking to the Social Services Committee, considering a report from the Auditor General on the management of debt owed to the Ministry of Social Development. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.